Jim Cunningham here with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Now is the time when we dance. We've traveled the wide open spaces with Johnny Greenwood, danced the Canario with Joaquin Rodrigo, and the Jota with Pablo Villegas. Now we dance into a winning hand. It's a card game in three deals by Igor Stravinsky, his jeu de cartes. And we'll have a pas de deux at dawn with Daphnis and Chloe from Maurice Ravel. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio goes to the casino with Gustavo Gimeno, who's making his Heinz Hall debut.
Every individual section requires from every section and every player requires technically and also precision. Everything should be connected, not only in terms of rhythmically speaking an ensemble, but the characters are very much changing suddenly. For me, even feels like sometimes, imagine walking, feels like two different things, or walking in a corridor and then you change direction without feeling anything beforehand, and then you are somewhere else suddenly. Or imagine this building with different rooms, with different music, atmosphere, totally different music. Sometimes you just open a door, get into a different room, and you are suddenly complete different atmosphere. And also, if you think about how many little details of other composers are there, no? Beethoven, Fifth, or Die Fledermaus, Strauss, or Rossini, Il Barbiere di Sevilla, and even the Stravinsky of the past, the Stravinsky who composed the Russian, the Russian ballets of the 1910, 11, etc. And also, I think the American music. Everything together, like opening and closing doors, getting from one to the other, and that requires from everyone really the concentration is enormous. And to find the right character, lightness, spirit of the music, when you hear it, when it's settled, when it's all together and you have done the work, it's wonderful to enjoy, it's a very enjoyable piece, and also to play it. But to get through that in rehearsals takes a while.
Gustavo Gimeno conducts Igor Stravinsky's Jeu de Cartes, which he wrote for the American Ballet, who danced the premiere on April 27th in 1937. Stravinsky remembered his childhood holidays at German spas and his first visit to the casino, where he heard the master of ceremonies announce ein neues Spiel, ein neues Glück, a new game, a new lucky chance, which set in motion the three deals of a card game, ending with a joker beaten by a royal flush in hearts. Here is Gustavo Gimeno to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It's a card game, Jeu de Cartes, ballet in three deals by Igor Stravinsky. Thank you. A Card Game, Jeu de Carte by Igor Stravinsky, Ballet in Three Deals, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, who were conducted by Gustavo Gimeno at Heinz Hall. Igor Stravinsky was born on June 17, 1882, in Oranienbaum, near St. Petersburg, Russia. Stravinsky left us on the 6th of April, 1971. He died in New York City. Igor Stravinsky conducted the first performance in Pittsburgh of Jeu de Carte. That was on the 26th of January, 1940, at the Syria Mosque. Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The dancing continues. Having heard music for the American Ballet, we hear music Maurice Ravel wrote for one of the most famous ballet companies of the 20th century, the Ballet Russe, based in Paris. Impresario Serge Diaghilev asked Ravel for the score in 1910. Ravel had in mind Greece, as depicted by French painters of the 18th century, such as Watteau. Today, the ballet is rarely danced, but the music is on the classical hit parade. For Gustavo Gimeno, the secret of success with Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe is never assume anything.
It's one of the most performed pieces of the 20th century, and generally speaking, it's very often in the repertoire, but to reproduce, I mean, the score is there, which is wonderful, but music, which only takes place when sound is there. So you, in a way, you might take for granted, okay, we know the piece, it will be there, it's beautiful, but to search for that color, you know, which is not there yet, you must always search for a special color, for long lines, for the phrasings, creating those atmospheres which are in the different parts of the piece, from the very beginning to the last dance. And that is challenging as well, very challenging, because as I said, you take for granted everyone knows the music, but always searching for that color is very demanding.
And so many great moments for the principal players too. You will enjoy meeting our principals in the wind section.
Definitely. And the great thing about conducting such a great orchestra as the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is the not only the collective, but those individuals are great musicians. So for me to have the feeling of he's a great player, and I rather listen how they play and don't influence too much in the solos. Every individual has ideas about how you would like something to be played, but it's wonderful when you hear someone playing in a way you are not used to it, and new ideas come, so, which means for me I learn from them. But for me it's very interesting to enjoy their playing, don't conduct too much to them so they can as well feel free and to get the best they have.
Gustavo Gimeno will conduct the second suite Ravel took from his own Daphnis and Chloe ballet. It begins with the final scene, Daybreak, pantomime of the adventure of Pan and Syrinx, where in an ancient tale, Syrinx is transformed into a reed by her sisters to save her from the lustful pursuit of Pan, who then makes a flute from the reed It's the pipes of Pan so he can play away his longing for Syrinx. Then we have the concluding general dance, where Daphnis and Chloe embrace tenderly. Here is Gustavo Gimeno to conduct the second suite from the ballet Daphnis and Chloe by Maurice Ravel with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The ballet Daphnis and Chloe, with Daphnis and Chloe happily ever after. Gustavo Gimeno conducted the second suite from the ballet by Maurice Ravel with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The ballet was first danced to a lukewarm reception at the Châtelet Theatre in Paris on the 3rd of March, 1875, with the Ballet Russe conducted by Pierre Monteux. Mexican-born composer Carlos Chavez is among the conductors who led the Ravel with the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducting it at the Syria Mosque on November 18, 1937. Maurice Ravel died in Paris on the 28th of December that same year. Gustavo Gimeno is the new music director of the Luxembourg Philharmonic, beginning with the 2015-2016 season. Gustavo Gimeno has been principal percussionist of the Concertgebouw Orchestra in Amsterdam. While he was there waiting for his moment in Mahler with the triangle, he found every day with the former music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Maris Janssens, like being at a master class.
When you play percussion in an orchestra, you don't get to play much, or not always, which gives very much time to open scores during rehearsal. So I remember, you know, I was for a number of years working together with Maris Janssens, who was also a chief conductor here in Pittsburgh. So I remember following his rehearsals with the score, and those were for me like master classes, really excellent lessons. On the other hand, if you think about percussionist conducting, it's not the most conventional thing, because more often you get pianists or violinists, but there are already some very good conductors. Simon Rattle, of course, Sir Simon Rattle, Ricardo Chailly. So there are some around great conductors. So that's also a good reference.
So you were looking at the score rather than reading a magazine?
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially having great conductors like Maris Janssens. I mean, it's excellent opportunity to learn. And for me, every single day, as I said, was really a master class. I could always learn something. Actually, since I got the job in the Concertgebouw, I immediately started studying conducting. But for me, to be, of course, after rehearsals, I went to the conservatory, but during the morning, during rehearsal, being able to follow those rehearsals and the way someone like Janssens would take care of things was an excellent example for me.
Gustavo Gimeno began this Pittsburgh Symphony concert with music by guitarist Johnny Greenwood, who plays in the band Radiohead. Then we heard guitarist Pablo Villegas play music written for the Spanish guitarist Andres Segovia, the Fantasía para un Gentilhombre, the Fantasy for a Gentleman. The gentleman, or the nobleman, is most likely Andres Segovia, who played it first in San Francisco. Segovia's first American tour was arranged in 1928, when Fritz Kreisler, the Viennese violinist who privately played the guitar, persuaded F.C. Kopikas from the Metropolitan Musical Bureau to present Segovia in New York City. Segovia was a friend of many of the great composers for the guitar, including Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco and Manuel Ponce. Segovia created numerous guitar transcriptions of his own. There were two films made about his life. He recorded until 1977, and he toured, including a stop in Pittsburgh at Heinz Hall, until he was 90 years old. I asked Pablo Villegas about his fans who compare him to Andres Segovia.
The first time I saw someone playing the guitar on the TV, in a black and white TV, was Andres Segovia, and I was 5 years old. And for some reason, I was very touched by it, and I told my parents, I want to play that instrument, wherever it is. It's the guitar. Yeah, I want to play the guitar. And so somehow, you know, I was linked to him by his playing, and I was always attracted to it, even when I wasn't aware of what music real meaning was, or the potential that music has in human beings.
Segovia played everything so beautifully. He was one of a kind. How would you describe his approach or his philosophy about the guitar? He played Bach, he played all the Spanish masters. Amazing man.
Yeah, he played the guitar during a time where almost nobody knew the guitar. The guitar in the classical Spanish style. I mean, everybody knew the guitar because the guitar always had been a popular instrument, the instrument of the people. It's been always in the streets and playing serenades and everything. But, you know, the Spanish classical guitar style was unknown during his time. So he looked at the past. He went searching for repertoire to Bach, to the classic, classical romantic period of Spanish composers like Sor or Aguado or Giuliani. And then he also commissioned so many wonderful pieces for the guitar. So he was aware that the guitar didn't have such a great big repertoire as other instruments had. So he decided to commission all these wonderful works for the guitar. And thanks to him, you know, we have a beautiful repertoire also from the 20th century.
You can believe me when I tell you I've now heard Pablo Villegas in Pittsburgh on three occasions, but don't believe me if I tell you I was there at Woodstock. I did, however, hear Bob Marley and the Wailers last concert in Pittsburgh, and I was there on March 23, 1983, when Andres Segovia stopped in Pittsburgh to play a recital. That concert has been posted on YouTube. The recording was made by an audience member from his seat in the third row. The audio quality is terrible, but it's a fascinating snapshot of the great master Segovia just the same. Here he is playing his own transcription of the Gavotte from the Third Suite for Solo Violin by Johann Sebastian Bach. Gavotte from the Third Suite for Solo Violin by Johann Sebastian Bach, played on the guitar by Andres Segovia on March 23, 1983 at Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh. Segovia was 90 years old. 11 days earlier, Segovia had played at Avery Fisher Hall in New York. New York Times critic Donald Hanahan wrote, "Mr. Segovia, after a long program that he actually played with more technical polish than characterized some of his performances a decade ago, closed out a remarkable evening with a performance of Isaac Albéniz's Leyenda. It was with Isaac Albéniz's Leyenda that Segovia ended his recital in Pittsburgh, and here it is from Heinz Hall." Andres Segovia playing music by Isaac Albéniz, Leyenda, at Heinz Hall on March 23, 1983, at age 90. I'm Jim Cunningham. I hope you'll join me next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, only two orchestras in the world have their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online, in iTunes, with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Write for your free program guide. It arrives with the blue paper binoculars. The optics may not rival that of the Hubble telescope, but it'll do in a pinch when you feel a desire to examine the hairstyling of the principal piccolo. The binoculars are free while they last with the radio guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Include your name and address. Let me know what station you're listening to. The address here is 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold Chambers. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh. With additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.